So the last question had to do with how much should Will trust these new individuals? And it makes sense that the reader said he should only tell him what he has to. He's injured. He's in a bad way in a brand new situation. He's weirded out. So he does need some help. But it makes sense that he wouldn't tell them too much. They realize this, and so it starts their relationship off a bit rocky. Which is good, because this rocky relationship can, depending on how characters develop, can either turn bad or turn good. But that's allows more places for it to go. A little bit of Ezra's motivation is shown here, because he hears Murden, and so his motivation is trying to chase down Murden for some reason. And there's some kind of questions by some information of what he says that doesn't make a whole lot of sense right now, but it can bring up some questions as readers go and go, why is he really chasing Murden? And we can follow that up later. And an interesting thing about the girl is she has a backpack that's kind of moving a little bit. I know my daughter was very much interested in that bit of this section. Lastly, it leaves with Will being called a Dark Hand. He's never been called that before, but it's an obvious reason why these two don't trust him. And so that's something that would definitely get played out later, and more information will come on what a Dark Hand is and why Will is a Dark Hand.